Well, a little confession. Today is what is called Transfiguration Sunday, and it's the story of Jesus going up on the mountain and being transfigured, and I figured I had preached on that enough. So I thought that I would use the scripture from last week. So again, our scripture today comes from the Beatitudes, and as we talked about last week, the Beatitudes is Jesus' teaching that to his disciples and to others that form the basis for us being Christians and what we are to proclaim to the world. So in this particular passage, Jesus is talking about anger. And he starts off by saying, "You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment.'" Now, one of the interesting things here is Jesus doesn't say, "You have read," it is, "You have heard." So this is because a lot of the people, number one, couldn't read, and number two, a lot of the scripture that they got was from the reading of the scripture to the people. So here, Jesus is talking about the sixth commandment, "Thou shalt not murder." And if you studied your Old Testament, there are a lot of things, a lot of rules, if you will, or way of handling when murder happens. Now, I think murder is one of the worst things that we as a human being, that we could possibly do. We are taking the life of another person, ending their existence here on earth. And if you look back in the Old Testament, if you murdered someone, you had to pay with your life. If you accidentally murdered someone, other than in times of war, there was a price to be paid. So Jesus starts out by referencing this. "You have heard that thou shalt not murder." He then goes on to say, "But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you shall be liable to judgment." So Jesus is taking this perhaps a step farther, or taking it and giving further definition to what it is meant by murdering someone. Now, let's all make a confession. We all get angry. We all do. We all feel a little bit of road rage. We feel a little angry if somebody cuts in front of us in line at the store. If we don't get good service, we get a little bit angry. We get a little bit perturbed. And there are times when we really get angry. And we start having vengeful thoughts, shall we say, against people. I am going to probably rightly assume that there have been times in our life where we have wished physical harm on somebody else simply because they have done something that has angered us. So Jesus here is equating anger within our hearts to physically murdering someone else, killing them. I couldn't help but think when I was preparing for this sermon, I couldn't help but think of the movie The Scent of a Woman. I think that's right. It's the Robert De Niro movie where he is a blind colonel in the Marines. And towards the end of the movie, he is at the private school of the young man that has helped him over the Thanksgiving season to get around. And he's there for the young man because the young man has been called to give testimony against some of his classmates, and he decides not to. And Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, so Al Pacino talks to the committee about executing this young man's soul. And I couldn't help but see some parallels and get an understanding of why is Jesus equating us being so angry to murder. Well, what do we know about anger? Well, anger can be a pretty powerful emotion. Let's face it. If you get wound up and if you get angry, you get these very, very strong negative emotions. And it can really ruin your day. And it can oftentimes lead to, as I have said, wishing physical harm upon someone else, which is not what we have been called to do. Jesus goes on here and says, and if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say you fool, you will be liable to the hell of fire. Now, where it says if you insult a brother or sister, if you go back to the original text, there is a word in there called rada, R-A-D-A. And rada is one of the worst insults that you could ever give to someone else. You are a no good, dirty, rotten, stinking, foul smelling, worthless piece of donkey dung. Now, I cleaned that up, obviously, because we're in church. But it was one of the worst things that you could say to a person, the worst insult that you could ever say to someone. If you insult someone, you're liable. If you say, you fool, you're liable to judgment just for calling someone a fool. What the heck? Now, allow me to say that I think anger, to a certain extent, does serve a purpose. Because we are feeling something strong. And that gets expressed in anger. But I think the problem comes about when we let that anger fester, when we feed it, when we get our bellows out and use it to make it bigger. And as you know, the more that you feed a fire, the bigger that it is going to get, and the more damage that it is going to do. So what do we do about it? Well, as I said, anger has its place. But I think that we need to learn a little bit about ourselves and the things that make us angry, the situations. And when that situation comes up, you know, whether you anticipate it or not, you have to realize, hey, this is something that's going to really get me wound up. And it's going to cause me to say or to do something that I really shouldn't do. It's good, that little burst of energy when you get angry. I think that's good. Because as I said, that is somewhat of a release. But it is when that anger builds that there is a problem. There's a lot of anger in the world today. If you look, there are people in different groups that are arguing with each other, 2, 3, 4 multi-groups that are out there arguing, being angry, calling names. There are people out there that will bring a lawsuit at the drop of a hat. That really shouldn't happen. They're out for revenge. They hate somebody. They're really angry. They want to make that person pay. And that's not what we as Christians are called to do. If you look at what has been recorded in Scripture, there's only one time that I am aware of that Jesus really got angry. And that's when, during Holy Week, when he went into the temple and saw what a disgrace was being done to the temple of the Lord. Did he have were there times that Jesus could have gotten angry? I would say so. He could have gotten really angry at the stubbornness of the priests and the scribes. He could have got angry with his disciples because they were so stupid.
Master, what did you mean by that parable of the sower?
But he didn't. So, my friends, I ask you to look at yourselves this day. Pay attention to your lives in the way that you live it. Know the things that are going to make you angry. And when those times come up, yeah, okay, fine. You get that burst of emotion out. But then ask yourself, is it really worth my time? Is it worth my energy to let this thing go any farther? Or to let this thing go on with the intensity that it could? And I hope that you answer that, no, it's not. Because I am not called as a Christian to be angry at people. I am called to love everybody, including the guy that cuts me off in traffic. Amen.